radio show. We are launching into hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up here, we've got a story about a man who, yet again in the category of things you never thought would be crimes... A man canceled his trash service. We'll explain what happened to him as a result of that. But first, we go to your phone calls and talk to Steven in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Steven.
Hey there. You know, I was thinking about something today you might be interested in. I used to work in a completely self-regulated business. I used to own a business, and the industry itself was completely self-regulated. No government intervention whatsoever.
And what business is that?
I owned a boat repair service. I'm a marine electrician. I talked to you last night. I now work on oil rigs, but I'm a member of the Free State Project, and when I get up there, I might look into starting up another boat repair business as a marine electrician.
Great. I know there are a lot of lakes up here in New Hampshire, and I know a number of people have boats sitting out on them, so I'm sure there's at least some demand for your services there.
Right, and there's also a nice shoreline there, too. Maybe some fishing boats I can get in on. But at any rate, there is no government, whether it be state or federal, rules regarding the proper installation. You know, like, Mark, I guess you're getting your house built, and the electrician has to be certified and there has to be an inspector and so forth. Well, pardon my French, but this is how I usually say it, any jackass, I can say that word, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Any jackass can just up and declare himself a marine electrician, get a bag of tools and a truck or a Volkswagen, and get a business license or not. I know a lot of guys do it on the, you know, under the table, and say, hey, I'm a marine electrician, and your credentials are your history. You know, if you get a bad reputation, you're not going to get much work. If you get a good reputation, you will. I actually had a pretty doggone good reputation that supported my family for 3 years until I got a better offer.
So you're telling me, let me see if I've got this straight. You're telling me, Stephen, that despite the fact that there's no government regulation, there's no licensing for this whatsoever.
Right.
Despite that fact, people's boats aren't catching on fire on a regular basis.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm saying. There is a group called the American Boat and Yacht Council, the ABYC, and they have a certification course. You can go there and take it. I don't know anybody who's ever done that. Their publications are very, very good, but you know what they do when you get their publications, you know, on proper wiring of this and that and everything, you know, the standards that they feel should be adhered to. And then at the end of the book, they say, oh, you know, and by the way, you can come and get this certification course. And I know, obviously, somebody somewhere gets this certification course, you know, or else they wouldn't offer it. But I, you know, after a decade or more in the business, I never met a single person who was ABYC certified, not one. The ABYC is, you know, it'll say, okay, this, you know, you should wire this way. It should be supported with metal. You know, if you're running a cable, for example, it needs to be supported by metal tie wraps every 18 inches. Well, most guys I know go beyond that and hit it every 12 inches because, you know, we go above the standard because every 18 inches the wire is going to be hanging down a bit.
Right.
And,
so
so we most people I know usually go beyond the ABYC standards.
Something as important as the wiring in boats. I mean, you know, people can die because of wiring. Somehow, something that important can manage to make it in the marketplace without being regulated by, you know, somebody. It's amazing
to
me.
I worked in the Puget Sound region of Seattle is where I have my business. In Seattle proper, one in five people in Seattle, citizens of Seattle, have boats, have some kind of watercraft that's licensed through the state.
Wow.
I don't know how many. There's a few million people in Seattle. There's a few hundred thousand boats in the Puget Sound region. There's dozens of marine electricians working, whether it be just, you know, your neighbor who knows how to wire stuff or some guy like me who actually had a right business, you know, licensed and, you know, licensed as a business, that is, and insured and bonded and so forth. You know, dozens, if not hundreds, of guys like that working on boats, and there weren't boats burning to the waterline anything like that. We did have occasional boat fires, of course.
But you're always going to have boat fires.
Exactly. Per capita, I would say that there are far less boat fires than house fires. And just going through my mind, I can only think of two instances in the 3 years where there was a boat fire in Seattle.
Any of them? Any idea that they of what caused that boat fire? I mean,
one I know for a fact was electrical, and in fact I know the electrician who worked on it, and it turned out that it was a faulty product that he had installed. Raytheon or somebody had made this thing, and something was wrong with it, and it burned up, burst into flames. Of course, they tried to pin it on him, but it didn't fly because it was proven that he didn't cause it. It was the equipment itself.
The people out there that are listening to you that might be stuck in the government paradigm with the idea that everyone must be regulated and licensed. See, people's boats are going to catch on fire. See, he just gave you an example, Mark. A boat caught on fire. Well, wait a minute. There are plenty of regulated businesses and licensed businesses that do an absolute slipshod job on the work that they do. Just because someone has a government license does not make them responsible. It doesn't make them quality workmanship. It doesn't have any bearing on that. It just means that they've jumped through whatever hoops the government has put up for them. There's plenty of bad service out there, even with government licensing. And I think what you're pointing out brilliantly is that it's totally not necessary. In fact, in this particular industry, most people have decided it's not even necessary to get certified, and they're willing to just work off of their reputation, and that's
exactly
getting the job done.
The reputation. And what I explained to a customer one time was that I trust my work because I learned how to do this business in the Coast Guard, and, you know, you're on a ship at sea. Picture that. I don't know if you guys have ever been out there on a cruise or anything like that, but you're on a ship at sea. In my case, it was a 378-foot-long ship, and you go to wire something up, you know, and it's high voltage, 480 volts or something like that, three-phase, something that can really kill you or catch on fire, explode or whatever. Mm. You wire it up, then you go eat dinner and go to bed. Now, you're going to make damn sure that what you wired up was proper because, you know, you don't want to wake up smelling smoke in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. Your butt's on the line. And everybody else's,
right.
Too.
Yep, that's exactly
right.
That's
a great call, Stephen. Any other thoughts you wanted to share with us tonight?
You know, you guys had said something, and doggone it. Oh, yeah, the guy that made this crosswalk. A similar thing happened like that when I was a kid. I'll just tell you really quickly.
Yeah.
There was damage in the road, and the people in my neighborhood, this is back in the late 1960s, early 1970s, people in my neighborhood called the county and said, listen, this road's damaged. There's a huge pothole. People's suspension or in their cars are getting messed up and so forth. And nobody ever came. So one of the guys, I went out there and put some blacktop on it. Well, he got fined for doing that.
Wow. I know that the activists here in Keene have done something like that in the past. They just went around with some gravel and just filled in the potholes. And thank goodness they did, because there's so many of them up here. I mean, it's crazy. It seems like they're just opening up everywhere. Anyway, thanks for the call tonight. Great example of a real-life industry where many people might think, we need licensing, we need regulation, and it's working just fine in the absence of those government controls.
You know, it kind of seems like my industry, except that my industry doesn't have anything to do with keeping people alive. Obviously, you know, when you're talking about
radio,
yeah. Well,
they used to have licenses for on air.
For on air, that's true. But I'm talking about radio sales. The Radio Advertising Bureau has a certified radio marketing analyst or something like that. They have a certification that you can get.
What's it cost?
Oh, a couple $100 or something. Okay. It's cheap, but it's of no value to the client.
Yeah, what does the client care if
the client doesn't
selling?
That doesn't care whether or not you're a qualified radio marketing. Well, actually, it's from a marketing standpoint, so whether you do a good job for them or not.
That would seem to be maybe something to be more attractive to a potential employer.
That's what it's attractive to.
Got it.
So an employer can, decide quickly whether you're any good or not just based on your certification.
And, you know, that might be a factor with what Stephen was talking about. If you're in this boat repair or electrical work business, maybe if you're looking to get a job, instead of working for yourself like he does, if you're looking to get a job, having that certification might be what gets you hired over
somebody
else.
Unless you have a reputation like Steve did.
Right. Well, I mean, it still wouldn't hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if it's affordable. 800-259-9231 to add to your repertoire. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Gene the Christian Anarchist coming up. Hollis is calling. Yours as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
American needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in OAS, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. We've got the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website. Download at your leisure. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. It's all free.
at freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We go to the AMP line and talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Hey, go Ron, go. See, I told you guys not to give up on Ron Paul.
What's happening?
What is he doing?
Well, McCain is going to be struggling here with all the crap that's going to about to hit the fan about him. And
it's true.
Feelings. You know, I still think he's not going to make it to the nomination one way or another.
So really?
It'll be Ron Paul and Huckleberry.
Well, it'd be an interesting race at that point, but it does look like McCain is really, really getting a trouncing here. They seem to have come out with some sort of evidence that he's gotten caught in bed with a lobbyist. No, really, got caught in bed with a lobbyist.
Really?
Yeah.
And
I heard something about it. I just didn't read more of the details.
And it's kind of
while
interesting.
While he's married, right?
But to his second wife, who's 18 years his junior and worked for him previously, but they were just friends.
But the lobbyist is like 30 years younger than him, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know how much younger she is, but there seems to be a pattern.
Well, I can tell you that when we were at the Liberty Forum, Gene, and I know you didn't get to make it out there this year, but when we were all at the Liberty Forum, Julia was walking through the lobby, and in case you didn't know, John McCain and his campaign staff chose the same hotel that the Liberty Forum was happening at to stay at. And so, you know, you've got John McCain and all his cronies coming in and out of this hotel all weekend, surrounded by these New Hampshire Liberty activists in the Free State Project. And so inevitably, stuff was bound to happen. Of course, Barry Cooper had an encounter with him, which we talked about on the show. But Julio, he winked at her. And so he's definitely a perverted, you know, kind of a pervy old guy.
I don't know if I'm going to go that far. I mean, I've winked to the few people that I didn't want to have sex with.
Yeah, I don't know if this was a friendly wink. This was kind of a sexy wink, I guess.
Whatever.
He's a dirty dog who's going to be exposed here, and I don't think he's going to make the nomination. Anyway,
what would really be on the icing on the cake would be if he liked little boys. You know how they found that out about the other Republican guys? They seem to dig that stuff.
I don't think that you can make any kind of blanket statement like that.
I was going to tell you about TSA.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, so a couple trips back, my son is going through the security with his backpack from school, and here I see the TSA guy walking over to him with a big old pair of scissors he pulled out of my son's backpack, and I went, uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
And the guy took the scissors to a tape measure. He measured it and handed it back to my son and put it back in his... Because you can take a pair of scissors as long as it's less than 4 inches from the hinge to the tip.
Now, were they the rounded, kind of butter knife style scissors?
No, these are full size, cut your throat wide open scissors. And they're perfectly legal to take on the plane. And then
wow.
I checked, and then we took another trip since then, so I had them, I told them this time, I said, be sure and pack your scissors. I want to make sure that they're going to go through again. This time, on one time, he took the scissors out and laid it on top of the bag when it went through the thing. They didn't even take a second glance at it.
Wow.
The other time, it was inside the bag, and they didn't even bother to take it out and look at it. So you can take a scissors along with you on the plane, a nice big heavy-duty metal scissors, as long as it's not more than 4 inches. And then I checked the website for TSA, and I found out you can also take a screwdriver if it's under 7 inches long. So from now on, I'm traveling with a screwdriver and a pair of scissors in my carry-on bag.
Well, you know,
good for you.
The one thing that is outlawed by law, by the Congress, that they've decided you can't have butane lighters on one of these planes. And I can't tell you how many times I've had a butane lighter in the backpack and how many times the darn things have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, now I was reading the TSA's list of approved and non-approved items, and you can actually take a butane lighter on the carry-on now if it's not the torch type.
Really? Interesting.
So they will allow you to take a butane lighter that's not a torch type, and it's got to be a certain
size. Maybe it was matches that you're not allowed to bring or something
matches,
like that.
Matches, you can take one bag of the one container of the non-safety.
Hmm.
You know, the kind that are safety matches. You can't strike them on any surface. you can take one of those little books of matches on.
Sounds like you're an expert on this, Gene.
Well, I mean, he's done his research, and this is so interesting because I just saw an article, I think it was online today, about making it sound so scary because the TSA, they caught someone with a hollowed-out book, and there was a box cutter inside of it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, from what I can see, you're allowed to take that, but I don't know because a box cutter is not a scissors. But if he had a scissors in that book that was under 4 inches long, it wouldn't have been a problem. They would have said, okay, go on along. You're fine.
Is it just me, or does it seem like scissors are maybe a little more dangerous than a box cutter? Certainly in the same category.
Serious damage with the scissors. But the other thing is the stupid thing on liquids, 3 ounces of liquids. How many Ziploc baggies could I tape to my body under my clothes that would never get detected by a, certainly not a metal detector. You can walk through a metal detector all day long with 16 gallons of liquid on you if you got it taped under your clothes and you look like a fat man.
Yeah.
It's so totally for show. I mean, it's all symbolism. There's no real security. It's just a joke.
It's just a joke. You just kind of got to watch what you say so they don't taser you and jump down your throat and throw you in jail.
Well, now coming soon, we're going to find out here within the next few months whether or not the feds are serious about their threats to start secondary screening every single person from the different states that refuse the real ID. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. It may turn out that certain people, like us here in New Hampshire, if we get on an airplane, we might have to all be secondarily screened, which seems a little... I still believe they are bluffing on this one, but nonetheless, it's going to be an interesting showdown between the feds and the state government.
It'll be like China, where they just simply don't have the manpower to take care of all of the cattle going through there.
Right.
Like in China, when you go to the train station, for years now they've had these old beat-up-looking X-ray machines that everybody throws their bags on, and it literally goes through in one side and out the other. I don't even think those X-ray machines work because... they've got bags stacked on top of bags. People just jamming them in there.
This thing's not plugged in.
And, that's so much about security.
It doesn't even slow down. The belt's just going and all the bags going through. And I'm sure nobody's looking at anything. I don't even think the X-ray part of it works.
Amazing story, Gene. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I just thought it was interesting that from now on... everybody can take scissors and screwdrivers on the plane with them. That's perfectly legit.
Awesome. So, you said it was as long as the blade is not 4 inches or longer, right?
The blade can't be 4 inches on the scissors, and the screwdriver can't be more than 7 inches long.
Got it. Thanks for the tip, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
800-259-9231. I think it's a good idea. I mean, if anything, you should have it on you to defend yourself in case the plane's taken over.
If the plane is taken over, you'll wish you had a pair of scissors or something.
I mean, because both of those things are more dangerous, in my opinion, than a box cutter. You can't...
As dangerous?
If you slit someone across maybe the throat or something with a box cutter, you could do some damage. But, I mean, scissors, you can just jab someone in the chest or something like that with those, and they're going to go right in.
Yep, they're strong.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Up.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. for the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-330-1104. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-330-1104. 1-800-330-1104.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowedgesacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line that you can hear with you.
And Mark,
join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So enjoy those on us. By the way, those features include the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go and get interactive for free at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls. Let's talk to Hollis in Missouri. Hollis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was reading, or I was in my German class recently, and they have less strict alcohol laws over there.
Oh, yeah.
And there is also less drinking problems over there.
It's true. Shocker, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's widely accepted by the culture. And, I mean, like, kids will go out and drink with their teachers and stuff. And
wow.
And they realize that, you know, it's not good to go get wasted.
Yeah, right, when they're taught it from a very young age over there. They're taught to understand alcohol in their families, with their families, in their homes.
Well, it seems like, I'm going to go out and make up a number here. 90% of America drinks to some level or another.
Fair.
And if your child's going to drink, do you really want them learning from a bunch of high school kids?
That's where I learned, and boy, it was not smart.
Or do you want to teach them yourself? It seems so crazy and ludicrous, this teetotaling temperance movement that we still have going on in the United States nearly 100 years after we realized that prohibition doesn't work.
Hollis, any other thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I'd just like to thank you for taking out the time to do that audiobook of Market for Liberty.
Well, thank you for taking the time to listen to it, because that's what's important.
It was great. I loved it.
People listen to it and then maybe pass it on to some other friends. And as I mentioned before, book.freekeen.com, in case you haven't had a chance to listen to it, download it for free. It's totally on us. Thanks to the good folks over at Laissez-Faire Books and the Mises Institute. Also, we posted a PDF version of the book. So if you don't want to listen, you can read it yourself. That's downloadable now as well at book.freekeen.com. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Talk to Carl in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Carl. Carl.
Yeah, I was going to say a few things. I guess McCain, I've been hearing about that. I hope he is exposed, and I hope a lot of these other people who continue to lie to the American people are exposed as well. They need to be, you know. People who stand up for truth are often ridiculed and harassed and persecuted. Or me speaking out against the Bush regime, you know, put in prison, and they filed trumped up charges against me. That's why I came here to Canada. And Canada doesn't seem to be interested in the truth in my case. And, you know, I called the media over there in Iran, a couple of the newspapers and radio stations, and they seem to be aware of the police state, you know, that's developing in the U.S., and I'm thinking about filing a political asylum in one of these other countries that's not a puppet of this Bush regime, because I'm so fed up with their hypocrisy and their lying. And
don't you have to get there first?
Well, I'm thinking about putting in a claim. You know, I can leave Canada and go there or go to one of these other countries.
I thought you were in jail.
Well, I'm in an immigration center. I'm not exactly in jail. I'm in an immigration detention center, and Canada doesn't seem willing to accept me, so I'm thinking of going to one of these countries in South America or maybe Iran, because they seem to be more willing to stand up for truth.
But wait, how do you do that? I mean, I don't know anything about this. If you're in a Canadian immigration center, you're waiting to be deported back to the United States. I mean, do you think that these other countries are just going to fund your extradition from Canada to their country so you can have asylum?
Well, what they say that they allow you to go to a third country, which is the law. If you don't want to go back to your country, according to the law here in Canada, you're allowed to go to a third country. And I've contacted these officials, and if I pay for my own plane ticket and for my own way, you know, they seem, you know, concerned more about truth and exposing these people in Washington as, you know, as liars and hypocrites, because they run around the world preaching freedom and justice, and yet they don't show justice to their own people. They don't show freedom to their own people.
I don't know if I would choose Iran.
Curiosity. So is all you have to do is get a country to say, okay, you can come here. Is that right?
Well, that's what the Safe Third Country Agreement is. That's what the you know, before they deport you, they give you the option, according to the law here in Canada, that you can go to a third country. And you have to sign a risk assessment waiver before they deport you.
What's that mean?
That means that you're at some risk going back to your country, or if you're going to be imprisoned or harassed, threatened, killed, or whatever, that, you know, basically you're allowed to go to a third country according to immigration laws, that I could go to any country I want. Let's say if Venezuela or Bolivia or some other country would accept me, get a letter from them.
Some of the really, you know, the poorer countries that could probably do better with you. Give Haiti a call. Try Belize.
I don't know. I'm so fed up with the hypocrisy. I'm just looking to live somewhere else. I don't want to live in a police state. And
I certainly,
you know,
wouldn't want to live in an immigration center either. So I wish you the best of luck on that, Carl. And if you make it to Venezuela, give us a call from there. Thank you for the call, dude. 800-259-9231.
I've been watching this these shows on the Travel Channel called Living with the Mech, and it's the Mech. It's a tribe in New Guinea, and they're the ones that wear the little carrots on their units. You know what I'm talking about?
No idea. I'm imagining it now.
That's what they do. They have
carrots.
They're gourds of some sort, and they essentially their only
like a potato.
Their only form of clothing. I'm not sure. I think
is it a potato a gourd?
No. Potato is like a root.
It was gourds.
Yeah, but I'm trying to give you the shape of it, okay? anyway, they have these gourds that they just... The only thing they wear, essentially, is these gourds on their units.
Wow.
And
Where was this?
It's Papua New Guinea, I believe. New Guinea, something like that. And he should go there. Live with the people, get a gourd put on his unit.
Hey, whatever, man. Better than going back to the police state, I guess. 800-259-9231.
I'll take air conditioning.
We go to Daryl in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I had a question for you guys. You're always talking about the free market. Okay, let's say that I invent a widget.
Okay.
Now, what do I do with it?
I don't know. What do you want to do with it?
Well, I want to sell it, but with your concept of this free market, how does that benefit me?
Well, so let's say you, I guess you're talking about Ian's no intellectual property world. Is that so?
Yeah, whatever applies from you guys' perspective.
Well, the perspective differs a bit between the hosts on this show, so we're going to presume you're talking about the real free market where there's no government intervention here and you can't go running to mommy government looking for protection. You could go about it different ways. As an inventor, you could try to market it yourself, which I don't recommend unless you have some marketing prowess, or you can take the invention around to different marketing companies and manufacturers.
By the way, there's a guy who did this. His name's Ron Popeil. He started Ronco, and he managed to get all
kinds. Was he the inventor?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So he started his own marketing company, and
he
built those infomercials?
Yeah, inside the eggshell leg scrambler, the whole deal.
Part of the biggest problem in the United States is as far as, like, you know, the patent laws and all of that. You basically, you know, submit your idea, and it's patent pending, okay? So you wait anywhere from 18 months to 3 years or whatever. And while you're sitting there waiting for them to approve it, you know, it's basically up for grabs. I mean, all someone has to do is look at it and change your widget three times, and now it can become their product or their property, and also file a patent on that. Copyright laws are kind of a joke. You know, basically I have a design for, let's say, a scaffolding system, okay, for like painting houses and stuff like that.
Sure.
And there's a lot of liabilities associated with products and of that fashion. So
the biggest problem
is you've got all these things going against you. You've got an excellent idea, but you know, most people, and I've been down this road before, most people are more apt to want to steal your technology than promote it.
I totally understand that. In fact, and you're talking about the world we live in today, where you have to be very careful who you take it around to and careful with the agreements that you sign, because there are a lot of companies out there that are just lurking, waiting for unsuspecting inventors to bring them an invention.
Hold me over, because I have another question.
I'll hang on to you. 800-259-9231. It's an important issue. There are a lot of people with great ideas that, under the current system, they have them stolen from them. Well, in a way. We'll explain more on the way. By these patent companies. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies. Starting at just $4.95, you'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now. In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to the Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kim or heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 03-01-2008. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program that stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month. We take that money in, turn it right back around, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations across the country, spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Plus, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, AMP-only shrine, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save $10. That's LegalZoom.com. We go to your phone calls and back to Daryl in Kalispell. All right, Daryl, we were talking about inventions, and you are an inventor, and we were talking about the current situation today with patent law, which you apparently agree is pretty messed up. In fact, the way it works is that these lawyers that, I mean, they're lawyers, it's their job to know the law. These lawyers have set up companies that essentially take unsuspecting inventors and scam them. They don't really steal the ideas. They scam them out of their ideas, essentially. They basically get these unsuspecting, gullible inventors to turn over their ideas to the patent companies because the patent companies tell them, well, we're sorry, we tried marketing your product, but it doesn't look like anybody wants it. Here, just sign this piece of paper. We'll give you all your money back.
And you want it to pay us.
Yeah, we'll just take your idea. And that's what these guys do because they're desperate. They spend all this money and all this time, and so they get their money back, and the patent holding company snatches it up, and then it's theirs, and the inventor, if it ever comes to market, will never see a dime. And that's what's happening under today's system. So what was your other question? Because I just abolish it all and let the free market reign.
Okay, well, you guys are always talking about the free market, so what do you have set up as a mechanism to, you know, work beyond this or above it? And the other comment that I have is, like, the biggest problem with the free market, like, you look at the housing market, you've got someone says, well, you know, that house is worth $300,000, and then the market goes nuts like it has in the last, you know, 8 years before all this stuff has happened, and prices get, you know, out of hand. Well, that's based on what the market's willing to pay. And that's really not an accurate reflection. That's kind of like being scammed, you know. That's like going to an auction and having the guys in the audience, you know, keep hiking up the price. The same thing applies to vehicles. I mean, to get a decent work truck today, you know, you got to spend $30,000.
Well, all of those things you're bringing up, the housing and the automotive markets, are both highly regulated by the government, so they are not examples of anything that is even close to a free market segment. And a lot of those things are...
Right, but as an example, on your work truck, that work truck is liable to have it's liable to be legally mandated that you're able to turn off the front passenger airbag, right? Because you could have a baby in that work truck, and therefore have to do that. Now that's a cost that's passed on to you. You have to have that in there, so therefore the car manufacturer has to pass it on. They're regulated, you're regulated, everybody's regulated.
Well,
and
like,
they would be able to provide you with a brand new truck that didn't have that at a slightly reduced rate, and God knows what else they are.
Look at Ford and GM. Okay, Ford owns how many different car companies now?
There's only a few car companies left, right?
Yeah, I know, and independent ones. They're all owned by the major corporations,
right?
Okay, and look at what's happened to the price and the products.
Right. You also have to factor in inflation. Inflation is a huge factor as to why vehicles are far more expensive today than they ever used to be. And there's also the mandated things that Mark was talking about. In fact, if you look at the price of gold and you look at the cost, if you were to buy a vehicle with gold instead of U.S. dollars, you would actually find out that they cost relatively similar than what they would have cost 20 years ago if you're paying in gold. But since we're used to looking at it in the cost of U.S. dollars, which are constantly inflating at a tremendous rate, it does seem to be that the prices have been going up over time. But it's not true. They fooled you, basically.
Well, you know, as far as, you know, you guys are always talking about the free market, and I don't hear you give any examples other than the ones that you've given me, or, you know, any practical companies that, you know, have succeeded in accomplishing, you know, it from your perspective of it being a free market, because
well, first
you have
of all
these government regulations.
Number one, there are no free markets in America. As long as government is around regulating things, you don't have a true free market. Now, there are some market segments that are less regulated than others, and we had a guy call in earlier tonight. Maybe it was in the first hour, so you might have missed it. But we had a guy call in tonight who is a boat repairman, basically, and he pointed out that there's no government regulation in his field at all. It's very competitive, and people get the job done, and customers are satisfied. Plus, we pointed out earlier this week, as a matter of fact, we do this all the time. We pointed out earlier this week how the computer segment, that particular market, the technology market, is very, very good. It's very unregulated. There's very little government involvement there. And as a result, you see prices consistently dropping, innovation happening all the time, new wonderful technologies and products coming out. And again, the prices keep coming down. You get more for your money year after year. And you can contrast that with the automotive sector, which is heavily regulated. You can contrast that with the healthcare industry, which is heavily regulated. So the more government involvement you have in the marketplace, the less freedom that results, and therefore the less customer satisfaction.
Well, the reason there's
the
more
prices.
Government involvement is because the government owns, you know, like Microsoft as an example, I think the government owns like 60% of their stock.
I've never heard that allegation.
I haven't either. I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah, I find that one
really
questionable.
Well, they own a lot of stock in corporations, and that's how they control them.
I think that may be a conspiracy theory. I think what you might want to look at is just the fact that they are corporations. By going and incorporating, you are essentially asking the government's permission to have their protection services.
Right, but it's not a requirement, but they make it sound like it is.
It's not a requirement to incorporate, you mean?
Right.
You're right. I haven't incorporated, and I don't plan on it, because I have no interest
in it. It's not a requirement to have a business license in some sectors of the economy either.
Right. So again, the more unregulated, the more free, the better the competition, the lower the prices, the better the service. And we give examples of this all the time. So I'm sorry if you.
Well, I don't listen to you guys all the time. So.
Well, there you go. That's the problem. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231.
And most of the problems that he pointed out exist today in our system that don't have that does you know that, that has all this government interference.
I don't think he was advocating for interference.
No.
He was just curious about what it would be like without it.
I got the impression to some extent that he wanted to see how the system would be better and that kind of thing. And it's very difficult for us to say exactly what the free market would do in any given area, especially in the area
especially inventions.
Yeah, in the area of inventions, I don't know, and I don't advocate for the free market in inventions. I advocate for a remodeling of our current intellectual property laws.
Well, that's because you haven't done any research. You don't really know what you're talking about.
I've done lots of research on it, and I don't.
You have? Have you read any of the position papers on why intellectual property is useless and
yeah,
it needs to go away?
I have.
You have? Huh? What do you think about all that?
Because all your little anarchist friends email me crap constantly. And I feel like when a listener takes the time to email me some, piece of literature there that I don't want to read, that I should at the very least browse it. Mm-hmm. And I do. So, yes, I have read it. And what I would tell you is that, well, my issue is what works. And what's going to sell. And I don't think that getting rid of intellectual property sells very well.
Certainly not to people that are looking for protectionism. You're right, Mark.
And people want to have protection when they...
Well, they're going to have to get over that.
But they look at it as their property. Do you want to get over protection for your property?
You're talking about real property or intellectual property, Mark?
Ah, they see you make a distinction. They do not.
They need to understand the distinction.
Well, then you need to go out and educate every damn one of
them.
That's
what we're here on the air doing.
All I'm trying to do is sell liberty, my friend.
I understand that. And part of that is answering the real tough objections, which you always like to back away from. You said earlier tonight you like to back away from the roads issue. It's an important issue that comes up again and again. Intellectual property is going to come up again and again. So the more you back away from it, the more people are going to want to know. Why don't you address that very often?
Oh, I address it. And I tell you, just fine, intellectual property is something that we can, leave in the hands of the government.
So since you asked, here's the difference between real property and intellectual property, which isn't real, it's just ideas. The difference is between the car in your driveway and an idea in your head is if I come and take your car, you don't have it anymore. But if you tell me your idea, you still have the idea, and so do I. Ideas can be copied infinitely with no loss to their original idea. The originator of the idea. Now, the idea creator might feel like he's lost something because
Potential revenue is the way he would see it.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Well, how about this? How about I'm a baker and I make loaves of bread? Now, you can't guarantee that I'm going to sell every one of my loaves of
Certainly
bread every
not.
Single day. And I have lots and lots of loaves of bread. Now, there's a difference between infinite. Ideas are infinite.
Mm-hmm.
And bread is finite. I get that. But there's no guarantee that I would sell that loaf of bread. Is it okay for you to steal my loaf of bread?
Of course not.
I've got lots of them.
It's scarce, Mark.
Oh, I
Therefore,
understand the difference
property.
Between it's scarce and it's not. But one of your points was that, I have no guarantee of selling it and making a profit. So therefore, that point that you've made stinks.
No, what I was pointing out is that it's an idea and can be copied infinitely. And if you borrow that idea, the originator doesn't lose it. That's
yes,
what I was pointing out.
True.
You guys are the ones that usually bring up the issue about, well, what about my guaranteed profits? You never had guaranteed profits in the first place. That doesn't justify theft, Mark, and never suggested that. Hour number three is coming up. You take control. If you're on hold, we will get to you. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Hi, neighbor.